Well, it's the biggest scandal to hit the British royal family in decades, and it's not dying down. This morning, a BBC documentary aired more details about alleged sexual encounters between Prince Andrew and a teenage girl. The woman making those allegations says she stands by her story and is appealing for the public to support her. The Duke of York denies the claims. But the documentary carries more bad news for him. It says several other women now want him to testify in court. Thomas Ariti prepared this report.
It was a really scary time in my life. I had just been abused by a member of a royal family.
Virginia Roberts says she was 17 when she met the Duke of York.
These powerful people were my chains. I didn't know what could happen. And I couldn't comprehend how on the highest levels of the government and powerful people were allowing this to happen, not only allowing it to happen, but participating in it.
She now lives in Australia and is known as Virginia Giuffre, and she's told the BBC's Panorama program she had a painful childhood.
I was abused from a very young age, from 7 years old, and my childhood was quickly taken away from me.
That was before she met the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and his then-girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell. Then in the year 2000, she was working as a locker room attendant at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. She says she was 17 and just getting her life back on track when Ghislaine Maxwell offered her the chance to train as a massage therapist, inviting her to Epstein's home for an interview. He was lying down naked when she arrived.
I told them I'd had a really hard time in my life up until then. I'd been a runaway, I've been sexually abused, I've been physically abused, I've had a really hard trot. And that was the worst thing that I could have told them, because now they knew how vulnerable I was.
Virginia Giuffre says she was taken around the world by Epstein, abused and passed around. Until in 2001, she met Prince Andrew in London. An encounter the Duke of York says he can't remember.
It was disgusting. He wasn't mean or anything, but he got up and he said thanks and walked out. And I sat there in bed just horrified and ashamed and felt dirty. And I had to get up and go have a shower. And, you know, the next day, Ghislaine tells me I did a really good job. You know, she pats me on the back and said, "You made him really happy."
Virginia Giuffre says she had sex with Prince Andrew on three occasions, in London, New York, and on an island owned by Epstein in the Caribbean. Prince Andrew denies any wrongdoing, and while he says he can't remember meeting Virginia Giuffre, she's taken aim at those who have questioned the authenticity of a photo featuring the two of them in London.
It's a real photo. I've given it to the FBI, and it's an authentic photo. There's a date on the back of it from when it was printed. It's a real photo.
And with Jeffrey Epstein now dead, questions are being raised about Ghislaine Maxwell, who introduced the sex offender to Prince Andrew in the first place. Victims have described the socialite as the nuts and bolts of the sex trafficking operation. And according to the BBC, she's now being investigated by the FBI. Virginia Giuffre made this observation.
Jeffrey had a sickness. He had a sickness that could not be cured. And he does not belong in society at all. But Ghislaine had a viciousness to her. She had a really mean streak about her. So the more pain you went through, the more she got off.
Buckingham Palace has released a statement saying that the Duke of York emphatically denies having any form of sexual contact or relationship with Virginia Roberts. But the saga is far from over. The BBC reports that five other women in the United States want him to testify in court, claiming he saw them giving massages at Jeffrey Epstein's home. Victim lawyer David Boyers.
I think he needs to come clean, and I think the facts need to be revealed. No one is above the law. Not the President of the United States, not a prince of the United Kingdom.
So what could happen now, and what are the possible implications if there's a police investigation into a member of the royal family? Anne Toomey is a professor of constitutional law at the University of Sydney.
Only the Queen has immunity. She has immunity on two sort of ways. First of all, as a head of state. But secondly, she also has immunity in her own courts because the courts are the Queen's courts and she can't be brought before them on the basis that she has done something, you know, in breach of her own laws. Having said that, that does not apply to other members of the royal family.
Buckingham Palace says Prince Andrew regrets his ill-judged association with Jeffrey Epstein. Last month, he stepped back from public life.
Thomas Ariti reporting.